Desire has a way of finding us at the most inconvenient moments. For 9-year-old Candy Jennings, it arrives in the form of Quentin Kainthal, tall, tattooed, and terrifying, as he steps out of a shiny black car and into her life. When she scolds him for smoking, his gruff response sends her running to alert her police officer father about the stranger. To her surprise, her father greets Kane warmly, revealing him to be his best friend. That first meeting plants the seeds of what will grow into a complex attraction, one that defies social norms and threatens the bonds of family and friendship. As Kane offers wine to her parents and chocolates to young Candy, neither of them could imagine how their lives would become dangerously entangled over the years to come. This story of forbidden desire has captivated millions, including celebrities like Megan Fox, because it forces us to confront uncomfortable questions. What happens when the heart wants what it shouldn't have? And at what point does desire become destruction? Through intimate diary entries spanning her adolescence, we witness Candy's evolution from innocent crush to consuming love. Each year deepens her feelings for Kane, even as she recognizes how inappropriate they are. The tension between them becomes palpable during a car ride when Kane confronts her directly about her little crush. Though she denies it, their connection intensifies during a dinner at an Atlanta seafood restaurant, where meaningful glances create moments of both connection and discomfort. When Kelly enters Kane's life, Candy's jealousy becomes impossible to ignore. She writes heartbreakingly in her diary that she doesn't merely have a crush, she's fallen in love with him, and it hurts to want someone she can't have. "I'm just his best friend's daughter," she laments, crying as she commits these forbidden thoughts to paper. Yet despite these complicated feelings, their bond strengthens through small moments. When Kane surprises her with Atlanta Braves caps and invites her and her father to a game in his private suite, she's ecstatic but tries to mask her excitement. These formative years shape her understanding of love and desire, creating a foundation of longing that will eventually crack under pressure. A tragic incident involving Candy's father becomes the catalyst for change. When he's injured and hospitalized, Kane takes on a supportive role for the family, staying with Candy while her mother maintains vigil at the hospital. During this crisis, their previously strict boundaries begin to dissolve. A pivotal conversation reveals their deep connection when Kane shares the story of how he met Derek, through a meaningful incident where Candy's father helped protect Kane's mother during a difficult situation. The emotional tension builds as they attempt to comfort each other. After offering Candy a drink to ease her anxiety, their interaction takes an unexpected turn into uncharted emotional territory. "I'm drawn to you," Kane admits, "despite knowing I shouldn't be." Following an intimate moment between them, Kane's demeanor changes dramatically. He expresses regret, citing their age gap and his loyalty to her father as insurmountable obstacles. His abrupt departure leaves Candy feeling confused and rejected. From Kane's perspective, we see his internal struggle. Alone in his room, he grapples with his conscience, knowing the complications of their age difference and his relationship with Derek, who would never forgive such a breach of trust. Yet the memory of their connection lingers, marking a point of no return in their relationship. In the aftermath of their encounter, both struggle with guilt and desire. Candy repeats "forget" to herself while forcing smiles during their interactions. When Kane calls her Candy Kane before a business trip, the nickname carries new weight. She reflects that they've ignited an inextinguishable fire. Their dynamic grows more complex when Kelly enters the picture. When Kane brings Kelly to the hospital with flowers, Candy is devastated, yet still notices his hungry looks that betray his desire for her. During her father's recovery, they find themselves alone again. Despite Kane's objections about her being a child, he yields when she initiates intimacy. Afterward, he demands exclusivity, ordering Candy to end any other relationships. Kane struggles with Kelly, knowing she deserves better. When Kelly suggests joining his trip to Destin, where Candy will also be, he reluctantly agrees to consider it. At the beach vacation, Candy is frustrated to find Kelly has joined them. Unexpectedly, during shopping, Candy begins seeing Kelly differently. Kelly admits loving Kane despite his lack of reciprocation. "Why stay with someone who doesn't love you back?" Candy asks. "He's complex, with many layers," Kelly responds. "I'm patient." This creates an unexpected bond between the women, deepening Candy's guilt.
As Candy's college departure nears, she and Kane acknowledge their impossible situation. He invites her to his lake house for a final weekend together, establishing clear boundaries. "After this, we move forward separately." His priority remains protecting her future and his friendship with her father. At the lake house, Kane reveals his troubled past, his father's imprisonment, and his decision to cut contact. They share emotional intimacy while accepting their impossible circumstances. "Why did fate bring us together like this?" Kane wonders. "And why couldn't circumstances be different?" Kane sends sweet messages for a week until they abruptly stop. When he arrives at dinner with Kelly before Candy leaves for college, her heart sinks. Confronting him alone, he coldly tells her to move on. Kelly later reveals she discovered their affair from finding Candy's underwear in Kane's bag, threatening to expose everything to Candy's parents if she doesn't stay away. Seeking closure, Candy confronts Kane in his office. They surrender to passion one last time as he confesses, "Never think I don't love you. I fucking love you, Candy." Unknown to them, Kelly has been monitoring them through hidden microphones and cameras. The climax comes when Derek discovers their relationship and confronts Kane at a business party, pressing a gun to his head before knocking him unconscious. Wanting Mr. Kane explores the destructive power of desire when it conflicts with our obligations to others. The relationship between Candy and Kane evolves from innocent attraction to something threatening multiple lives. The story refuses simple moral judgments. Kane struggles with loyalty to Derek, who saved his family. Candy navigates intense emotions she can't fully manage. Even Kelly reveals layers beyond being a simple antagonist. The power dynamics, the age difference, Kane's connection to Candy's family, his wealth and status challenge our understanding of consent and responsibility. Characters make choices driven by desire, fear, jealousy, and love, creating a web of secrets that ultimately explodes. Haven't we all wanted something we shouldn't have? This story asks whether some forms of love are worth the pain they cause, and if betrayal can be forgiven when it strikes at family and friendship. Desire proves both powerful and dangerous, creating moments of transcendent connection while destroying life's foundations. The heart wants what it wants, but sometimes following it comes at too high a price.